This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Wednesday, June 26, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. San Francisco became the first major U.S. city to ban the sale of electronic cigarettes after supervisors gave the measure its second and final vote on Tuesday. Backers say they hope the legislation will curb underage use of e-cigarettes, but critics say the ban will make it harder for adults to purchase an alternative to regular cigarettes. San Francisco is a city that celebrates its marijuana culture, but it appears deeply opposed to other vices. Last year, voters approved a ban on the sale of flavored tobacco, and in 2016, a tax on sugar-sweetened drinks. E-cigarette maker Juul Labs, which is based in San Francisco, says it is opposed to youth vaping. The company is working on a ballot initiative that would regulate but not ban e-cigarette sales. They issued the following statement, which reads in part, "This full prohibition will drive former adult smokers who successfully switched to vapor products back to deadly cigarettes, deny the opportunity to switch for current adult smokers, and create a thriving black market instead of addressing the actual causes of underage access and use. We have already taken the most aggressive actions in the industry to keep our products out of the hands of those who are underage and are taking steps to do more." They end their statement with, "We will continue to work with local policymakers, small businesses, community leaders, and adult smokers who have switched to vapor products to enact stronger regulation and enforcement rather than complete prohibition, because this will primarily drive adult smokers back to cigarettes, which remain untouched by this legislation, even though they kill 40,000 Californians each year." So another ban in San Fran. I know some people hate it when you say it that way, but it rhymed. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. San Francisco is such an interesting place because they see a problem and they want to do something about it. The problem is sometimes when you go too far, you end up achieving the exact opposite of what you hoped to achieve. So with this ban, they won't be able to sell the e-cigarettes anywhere in San Francisco, and you will not, it will be illegal to have them shipped into San Francisco. Here's the problem with that. San Francisco proper is pretty easy to get out of. It's just a BART train ride across the bay, and you're in Berkeley, you're in Oakland, wherever you need to be. So it's not going to be that difficult for kids to get these e-cigarettes if they want them. It's not going to stop it at all because, like I said, it's a BART ride out and back. It's not going to be an issue. The issue needs to be addressed in a little bit different way, and I don't believe that Juul Laboratories is necessarily doing all that they need to do. But to go to a complete ban, I kind of don't see the logic of this. Many of the same people who would have voted for that ban will stand up and say that a complete ban on drugs, specifically marijuana, only serves to criminalize people who aren't really criminals. And this sort of goes along the same lines. Now, whether you think e-cigarettes are a good thing or a bad thing is immaterial here. And the idea is, how far is a city willing to go, and what are they doing? How is this going to help their populace, or is it going to hurt the people who live there? It's just the idea that something is a problem, so let's just ban it rather than do the harder work, which is figure out why it's such a big problem and figure out aggressive solutions that will actually have long-term success without these unintended consequences. As much as I hate to side with Juul, a company that makes e-cigarettes, I kind of have to on this one. San Francisco, man. I mean, I love the city. I love the views. I love going to San Francisco and feeling the vibe. But the people who criticize San Francisco have a leg to stand on in a lot of ways. And this is just another instance of that being an issue. I mean, I don't vape, but I know people who have quit smoking and gone to vaping and then gotten off of vaping. So if you're taking away the ability for people to do that, I think it's really unfortunate. And honestly, you're just making it inconvenient. And isn't it inconvenient and expensive enough in San Francisco? And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
get some attention. There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing